You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has declared a state of disaster, plunging metropolitan Melbourne into the toughest lockdown Australia has seen during the pandemic. The state has recorded 671 new coronavirus cases and 7 more deaths. 6 of the deaths are linked to the aged care sector, with the victims aged in their 70s, 80s and 90s. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is currently dealing with 760 active mystery cases, labelling it the state's biggest challenge.
That many mystery cases where we just can't track back who you got it from, how, when, that's when it's really, really challenging. And what that says to you is that if there's that many mysteries that you know about, how many cases don't you know about? And that's when you've got to take an abundance of caution and say, look, well, let's extinguish this. Let's get this to the point where it's down to a very small number, a manageable number. And that's the advice to me, and that's the decisions we've taken.
Melbourne will move to Stage 4 restrictions from Sunday night, while regional Victoria will undergo Stage 3 restrictions from Thursday. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the federal government is working hard to provide support and tackle the pandemic nationally.
We'll continue as a federal government to do everything within our power to make sure that we deal with the threat as it manifests from day to day in the pandemic, but very importantly also to deal with the other side of this pandemic. We want people to get back to work, we want people to be healthy, we want to defeat the virus, we want the economy to recover, we want people to be back into the best position possible. We want our country to be in that best possible position, and that's what we're focused on.
The federal government will expand its mental health program, allowing access to a further 10 sessions of psychology support for those under lockdown after they have used their existing 10 sessions. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says many people are likely to be confronted with mental health issues during tougher lockdowns.
With this lockdown, there will be mental health challenges. I want to say that it's normal, it's understandable for somebody to be feeling depressed or anxious, isolated, and that we understand and there is support.
New South Wales will strongly recommend the wearing of masks from Monday. The state has detected 12 new infections, including one traveller in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the worsening outbreak in Victoria is a threat to her state.
We are in a very critical phase of the pandemic in New South Wales. Whilst ever Victoria is in the situation it's in, it automatically puts us at risk, because we know no matter how strict you are at the borders, no border is complete, no border is impenetrable.
Mask wearing will be encouraged in certain situations, including enclosed spaces where social distancing cannot be guaranteed, such as public transport, supermarkets and hospitality venues. They are also recommended for customer-facing staff in places of worship and in areas where community transmission is high. People most vulnerable to the virus, such as the elderly and those with chronic illnesses, are encouraged to wear masks at all times. State Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says masks are a fourth line of defence against the virus, but are not compulsory.
We also want people to get out and about and enjoy the beautiful weather we're having at the moment. So please, this is a time, maintain your social distancing when you're out and about. You don't necessarily need to wear a mask when you're out and about, but if you know that you're going to go into situations where you're not going to be able to maintain that social distancing, we'd again encourage you to wear masks.
New South Wales Police have reported multiple breaches of restrictions, including large parties in East Jindabyne and Maroubra, and non-compliance at the Watson's Bay Hotel, the 15th venue in the state to be fined in the past 3 weeks. Queensland has recorded another case of coronavirus, a returned traveller in hotel quarantine. The man in his 20s flew to Maroochydore via Sydney on a Jetstar flight, with authorities currently undergoing contact tracing and contacting other passengers. State Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says there are 5 active cases associated with 3 women accused of illegally entering the state from Melbourne last month.
It's really important that anyone who lives in the southern part of Brisbane, Logan, West Moreton, anyone in those areas who've been unwell, to come forward and get tested. The response to date has been fantastic.
Meanwhile, the federal government has withdrawn its support for mining magnate Clive Palmer's legal challenge against Western Australia's border closure. It comes as the state reports one new case, a return traveller from overseas. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says he is grateful the federal government has dropped out of the fight, calling for Mr Palmer to do the same.
We're proceeding on the basis the border will stay in place and we will fight Mr Palmer in the High Court. Mr Palmer should withdraw. He should withdraw now. The Commonwealth is withdrawn. Mr Palmer should withdraw. He is showing himself at this point in time to be Australia's greatest egomaniac.
Two new coronavirus cases have been registered in South Australia. One is a teenage girl who travelled to Adelaide from Victoria on a Jetstar flight, while the other is a woman in her 20s. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.